Another story comes to my mind. Soon after we returned from Mehrabad in 1969, say it's 10th of February or so. Not 10th, I'm sorry. Because at 10th we were there. I think we stayed over there till 15 days, till 15th of February. So maybe soon after 15th February. And well, nothing to do. What's there? Everything is finished. The world has come to an end, our activity. I'm sitting outside there. There's no veranda. Nothing is there. It's plain earth, plain ground is there. No garden, nothing of the sort. All the buildings were not there. All of a sudden, some flashy car just comes inside and stops here. Sorry. Some Westerners have come, it seemed. An oldish person, another old lady, and a young man, and a young girl, and all they come out. Is this the place of Meher Baba? We have heard of Meher Baba, and is this the place where he lived? I said, yes. Oh, we have come. Where can we find him? I said, well, it's rather late. Has he gone out? He said, no, he has passed away. Oh, he passed away? I said, yeah. When? Just 15 or 16, 18 days back, on 31st of January, he passed away. And you should have seen their face and their lament, you see. Especially the old lady there. I don't remember the second name I've been asking, you see, and I've forgotten. I remember him, Uncle Pete, as the youngsters would call Uncle Pete. Mm-hmm.
From US, they were Americans?
No. What had happened was that they had come from Australia, but not Australia proper. There's a place called Mount. It's a, if I see the map, I'll tell you. It's like, it sounds like Mount Sinai or something like that, or Moses' Mount or something. It's a very isolated place. To get milk for them, it comes by helicopter and other planes, you see. Every day marketing, we had to go. So it's like that. They had a big ranch over there. And to go to a library, they had to go 400 to 500 miles, you see, for a book on. To get another. So that's how they came to know about Baba. Yeah. So what happened was that news was reaching them, reaching this family about Baba. So naturally they would go to the town every now and again for marketing and all that. Once a week they had to go. So they'll hear about this. So Sai Baba means the original Sai Baba, you know, of Shirdi. They were hearing, because at that time, one by name Oswald had taken out his book and all that. So, all of a sudden, this old lady has a longing to read the life of Baba. So, her son, who had come, was going to the market. So, he said, this time you must buy a book on Baba and bring it to me. So he goes. He goes from one bookshop to another bookshop, and they hand him book on Meher Baba, Meher Baba, Meher Baba. He says, no, it's not Meher Baba. It's something, some other Baba. He says, but we don't have any other Baba here. Says there. So at last, in exasperation, he bought the book Listen Humanity by Meher Baba. And she read that book. And what happened, immediately she started for the journey to go and interview him. There's mentioned Meher Azad and other places and all that. So that's how she missed. Uncle Pete missed. They were very sad. So Francis, who was also with us from Australia, have you heard of Francis, the poet? Brabazon. So he used to live in that little cottage there. I said, Francis, here are some Australians, please take them and just give them some information. So I handed them over to Francis. And then we sat together and all that. They were here for some hours. We told them. Then they again came. And since after that, we don't know what happened. The old man has died. Uncle Pete died. The lady was alive some 6 years ago, I was informed about it. I don't know about the children. So that was another one. Too late.
You thought you were going to have nothing to do after Baba.
Yeah, we had nothing to do. Yeah.